Title: CMS Announces Medicare Advantage and Part D Rates for CY 2025. Content: On April 1, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, announced its Medicare Advantage, MA, capitation rates and Part C and Part D payment policies for calendar year, CY, 2025. This announcement builds on the advanced notice of methodological changes for CY 2025 for MA capitation rates and Part C and Part D payment policies, advanced notice, that CMS released on January 31, 2024. In the advanced notice, CMS, provided notification of the changes it planned to make in the MA capitation rate methodology and risk adjustment methodology applied under Part C of the Medicare statute for CY 2025. 2. Discussed the annual adjustments for CY 2025 to the Medicare Part D benefit parameters for the defined standard benefit, and 3. Noted that the MA capitation rates and final payment policies for CY 2025 would be forthcoming. CMS received numerous comments in response to the advanced notice and settled on the rates and payment policies outlined here. CMS expects payments from the federal government to MA plans to increase by 3.7% or over $16 billion from 2024 to 2025 and the federal government to make $500 to $600 billion in MA payments to private health plans in 2025. Growth rates every year. CMS estimates the growth rates for the anticipated changes in per capita costs for non-end-stage renal disease, ERSD, beneficiaries receiving benefits under the Medicare Fee-for-Service, FFS, program or from Medicare health plans, such as MA plans, Section 1876 cost plans, program of all-inclusive care for the elderly, PACE, programs, and Medicare-Medicaid plans, then. CMS averages those estimates to determine the effective growth rate, which it uses to establish MA capitation rates. The effective growth rate is the national average of the expected change in Medicare per capita costs from one year to the next. For CY 2025, the effective growth rate is 2.33%. This is a change from the 2.44% effective growth rate that CMS presented in the advanced notice. CMS stated that the change is attributable to the incorporation of additional payment data prior to the most recent calculation. Specifically, to get the most accurate estimate, CMS noted that it included Medicare FFS payments from the fourth quarter of 2023, an updated FFS enrollment base figure, and an updated medical education adjustment, all of which were unavailable at the time of the advanced notice. Comparably, the effective growth rate for CY 2024 was very similar at 2.28%. The medical education adjustment is a continuation of a technical update from the 2024 Medicare Advantage and Part D rate announcement, CY 2024 announcement, which removes the medical education costs for services received by MA enrollees from the historical and projected expenditures supporting the FFS costs that are included in the growth rate calculations. The adjustment is occurring because CMS developed the capability to separate the MA payments from those made for services furnished to FFS beneficiaries. The adjustment is being phased in, and the final adjustment is set to occur in CY 2026. Part C risk adjustment. In the CY 2024 announcement, CMS also announced an update to the Part C risk adjustment model with routine data updates and clinical updates to the hierarchical condition categories, HCCs, which were necessary to develop a risk adjustment model using the ICD-10 diagnosis codes implemented in 2015. The CY 2025 announcement now builds on that effort. Notable actions that CMS will take in CY 2025 include: continuing of the phase-in of the 2024 CMS HCC model by blending 67% of the risk score calculated using the updated 2024 CMS HCC risk adjustment model with 33% of the risk score calculated using the 2020 CMS HCC risk adjustment model, and finalizing the CY 2025 normalization factors, which were calculated using a 5-year multiple linear regression methodology and average historical FFS risk scores from 2019 through 2023. According to CMS, the new CMS HCC model will allow for more accurate risk calculations because it AI, accounts for more recent diagnoses and costs, 2, has predictive accuracy for all demographic segments, and 3, includes clinically meaningful conditions that predict costs using ICD-10 and with clinician input. Also, according to CMS, the new normalization factors will allow for CMS to account for FFS risk score trends between the time that the risk adjustment